The Missouri Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the chamber and in the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the first epistle of Thessalonians, we hear, encourage one another and build one another up. Lord God, we are ready to work and to be the responsible people you have called to service. We pray, O Lord, that even as we may debate with one another once again and differ in opinion from one another, that we may build one another up by respecting each other and listening attentively. We do so that we may direct our efforts to doing what is truly needed and necessary for the people who sent us here. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
See you Monday. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Platt is here. Senator from Dallas is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal. Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. To speak on the journal.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Don't worry, I'm not going to be filibustering anything or slowing anything down here today. The senator from the 5th's office forgot to contact the secretary's office. He is currently on his military duty, and I wanted to make sure the journal reflected his absence due to his military duty instead of absent, just absent. So I will be sending this amendment forward, which basically amends the journal to note that the senator from the 5th is doing his military service during this period, and then probably be doing another one on Tuesday when we go back to veto session. So with that, Mr. President, I offer an amendment. I can't remember what it's ending in because I sent it forward.
We said to send the amendment forward, Senator, and I'm sure you would like to move for its adoption.
I would, sir. Mr. President.
Would you care to have the amendment read, or would you like it waived based on your description?
I would like it waived based on the description.
Hearing no objection, a reading of the amendment will be waived. The senator from the 11th has moved for an amendment to the Senate Journal. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 11th renews his motion that the amendment to the Journal of 9-14 2022 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment passes. Madam Secretary, please continue with the reading of the journal.
Journal of the Senate, 101st General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first extra session of the second regular session. First day, Wednesday, September 14th.
President, I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it haven't been fully read.
You've heard the motion for the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have passed the journal as amended. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, can I inquire of the senator from the 11th?
Senator from the 11th, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I don't know if this is the appropriate time for us to have this conversation, but I think we'll do it right now. We've got some folks here in the upper gallery that deserve some recognition, and we just had a little ceremony in the lounge that you and I were able to have a conversation with these individuals and talk about what they mean to an organization, how important they are. And, you know, we just came yesterday and we had a ceremony for the folks in the time of service that we've had here that are retiring senators. I think the important thing is, again, we talked about that as the people that are here, the relationships and how important that are. And so we're going to get an opportunity to recognize these individuals and their time, but I thought maybe you and I could share with them.
If we could have some order in the chamber so that we can hear the senator from Franklin and the senator from the 11th, a very important inquiry regarding hardworking people in this building. Please proceed.
But I thought maybe you could share some thoughts, you know, as we'll get ready to recognize these individuals, but I thought we would have that conversation, give it an opportunity to do that.
No, I'd love to, and I appreciate you inquiring me for that. And actually, I kind of was waiting to do this out here, but there are, what, I think three people in there that work for me that are getting something one way or the other, and that's one of them is Don Thaluber over there, and then Seth Bundy, and then obviously Lisa Hurst, who has been with me from day one. And I'm going to try not to talk too much about that because I'll probably get a little emotional. So I'm going to save that maybe for a couple of years, but she has been my everything in my office. And so many people throughout the building that put up with a lot of big egos, put up with a lot of late nights, that keep these trains on time and make sure that the state of Missouri does the things it needs to do to be a class act as what it is. And I know all of us out here in this chamber and the chamber across the way would be absolutely lost without the people that come in here every day to do hard work, sometimes in late hours on little sleep, to keep us looking great. Which is exactly
I'm not sure that we look great. I'm not sure that there's any great part about that, but they do make us look good at the end of the day. That's for sure. So,
no, they do, and I appreciate having the opportunity to thank them. And I know you said some really nice things earlier about what it means to give service to one entity in today's world. And I'll let you elaborate on that because you are 100% right. In today's world, a lot of people skip around from job to job, and 401ks have made people more portable, I guess you would say.
Sure.
So there's not a lot of times when you have someone like Don Thaluber over there who's given 20 years of service to the Senate and to the state. And it is nice to see that still exists in this modern world.
Well, I think one of the things that I elaborated on too is the fact that, you know, you can't come, whether we're coming here as elected officials or the people that actually work here, when you spend the amount of time that you do, you know, it would be very difficult if you didn't like what you did or you didn't like the people that you worked in. And so loving your job is important. And I think that that's reflective of if someone, the amount of time that they've spent and served here, I think they enjoy what they do. They enjoy the people. And I think that's in life in general.
Yeah.
It's far too short for not to enjoy the things that you do. And I suggest that if they don't love their job, you know, then go find one that you do. I think we're all created for specific things and given the opportunity to serve as we have here and to be a benefit. And so hopefully as I see this list of folks, some impressive time that they've spent here, and we're going to recognize them. But that is very, very critical. And again, how important it is to any organization, you're only as good as the people that you have.
Right.
We get changed out because of term limits, but these are the people that obviously have the institutional knowledge and experience and things that make this place work. and that's vitally important to the state and how important the job that they do. So we'll give them some recognition. I'm going to call their names and ask them to either stand up or wave their hands so that everyone in here makes, if they haven't seen these person behind the scene, they'll get an opportunity to do that. But we want to recognize these folks for their service. So
I think that's an outstanding idea, and I'm glad that we're doing it, and I we should recognize them more often. And but I'm glad we can do that today.
Next, next year you can advocate for that. I won't be here, so maybe we can get that accomplished. So, Senator, thank you.
Thank
you, Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. If you will indulge me for just a few minutes, I'm going to introduce, and I don't know if we have an introduction special guest, but that's kind of what we're going to do, is introduce some very special people.
If I could get the body's attention so the Senator from Franklin can introduce some very special people. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, if you would stand, if you're in the upper gallery, if you're here on the floor, when I call your name, I would like for you to stand, please. And you can remain standing during the time and tenure of the years that you've served until we get everybody recognized. And so we're going to recognize people that have been here for 5 years. And we're going to first start with Ashley Bax. There is Ashley up there. Doug Bondurant, 5 years. Seth Bundy. Where's Seth? Seth's over here. Denise Cantrell. Denise? Alex Seifert. Where's Alex? Oh, over there, Alex. I didn't know your name was Seifert. I only knew you as Alex. And so, yeah, it's Alex. Now I know something new. All right. Lisa Hurst. Jody Lamberson. Jonathan Lorenz. Jonathan down here. Eric Vanderweerd. Weird. Sorry. Daniel Wilhelm. Got Daniel? Daniel's not here. Please recognize these individuals for their 5 years of service to the state of Missouri. Now we're going to jump up to 10 years. Pam Bowman. Pam is out sick. Mary Cottom. Where's Mary at? Mary's been around, but there's an asterisk on here. She's had 10 years of service as well from 8, 9, 21. So maybe it's more like 20. Sharon Folsom. Sharon? Diane Costner. Diane. Pat Thomas. Is Pat here? Please recognize these individuals for 10 years of service. Now we'll jump to 15 years of service. Where's Tucker Jobs at? There's Tucker. Chris Sutherland. There are our 15-year, recognize them, please. Twenty years of service. Christine Browner. Yeah. You can clap individually for these because, like I said, this is 20 years. Marty Drool. Marty. Jim Ertle. There's Jim over there. And Don Thalhuber. Hey, Don. Those are your 20-year employees, and so we're going to go to 25-year employees, which we only have one. Shannon Smith Webb. This is Shannon. 25 years. Now we have 30-year employees. We have two. 30 years is a long place. Long time to be in one place. So Polly Clark. Polly. and Elaine Logan. Thank you for your dedication and service to the state of Missouri. It's probably not well recognized enough, so thank you very much. Thank you.
The order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from the 14th.
Introduce a special guest.
Proceed.
Mr. President, this special guest is probably familiar and was just recognized. Have a seat, Christine. Have a seat. I wanted to take a moment to just reiterate the service of my executive assistant, Christine Bronner. She is 20 years of service. And I'm not going to get, Mr. President, can I get some order in here? Mr. President.
Senator from the 14th.
Can I get some order in the chamber, please?
Senator from the 14th, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. But I wanted to recognize my executive assistant, Christine Bronner. I'm not going to go into much detail on why this recognition is important to me in terms of the fact that over her 20 years of service, I'm pretty sure, as Senator from the 9th and a couple others talked about, is the fact that working here is not always the most easiest environment. And for Christine, she's been tremendous for me for these past 4 years. To see how great she's been for my office and to think about how this 20 years has been just a very interesting ride for her. I think a lot of people that's been here for a while just kind of know what I'm talking about without having to necessarily go into details. But just how she's remained committed to this building, committed to this body, committed to my office, I think that she should get a special recognition for not only her 20 years, but her commitment to my office and previous senators that may not deserve it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Let's recognize Christine for exemplary service here in the Senate. Senator from the 14th. Senator from the 14th, may the chair inquire of you. I hope you're buying Christine lunch or taking her to dinner because her time with you has been the hardest.
I would make a wager with you, Mr. President, that is not true. But
thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of guests, and the chair.
But what I will say, Mr. President, and I didn't want to let the cat out the bag, but she will be coming to St. Louis within the next couple weeks and possibly seeing Albert Pujols hit 700 home runs.
That would be good luck. The chair would like to recognize some very special guests with me here on the dais. As many of you know, Governor Parson has declared October 1st, 2022 is Toys for Tots Day in Missouri. I'm sure many people in this body are familiar with the Toys for Tots program that's run by the Marine Corps League across the state and the United States. I'm proud to have with me a longtime friend of mine, actually, John Morgan, also known as Master Claus. And our new coordinator here in Jefferson City this year, Frank Livingston, is with me as well. Toys for Tots does amazing things across our states for kids that would never have an opportunity. I'm a huge fan. Many people in this building are a huge fan. We've supported it collectively as a Senate body before in the past. Please help me welcome these fine men to the Senate today. The order of business is introduction of guests, petitions, memorials, and remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 1.
Senate Bill 1, an act relating to income taxes.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 2.
Senate Bill 2, an act relating to tax relief.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 3.
Senate Bill 3, an act relating to income taxes.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 4.
Senate Bill 4, an act relating to agriculture tax relief.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 5.
Senate Bill 5, an act relating to income tax.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 6.
Senate Bill 6, an act relating to income taxes.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 7.
Senate Bill 7, an act relating to income taxes.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 8.
Senate Bill 8, an act relating to tax relief.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 9.
Senate Bill 9, an act relating to corporate income tax.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 10.
Senate Bill 10, an act relating to motor fuel tax.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 11.
Senate Bill 11, an act relating to taxation of motor fuel.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 12.
Senate Bill 12, an act relating to income tax exemptions for certain dependents.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 13.
Senate Bill 13, an act relating to income taxes.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 14.
Senate Bill 14, an act relating to the extension of sunset dates for certain tax credits.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 15.
Senate Bill 15, an act relating to specialty agricultural crops.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 16.
Senate Bill 16, an act relating to anhydrous ammonia.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. Senate Bill 17.
Senate Bill 17, an act relating to agricultural and economic opportunities.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 18.
Senate Bill 18, an act relating to income tax.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 19.
Senate Bill 19, an act relating to tax relief.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 20.
Senate Bill 20, an act relating to middle school, high school, and college athletics.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. Senate Bill 21.
Senate Bill 21, an act relating to public school curriculum and instruction.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. Senate Bill 22.
Senate Bill 22, an act relating to the protection of children.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements.
Go ahead.
Senator from Ozark. Let's wish the senator from the 27th a very happy 29th birthday. Senator from Ozark, may the chair inquire of you. The senator from the 27th also has a book out. Did you know that? If you get the book on tape, you get to hear her voice. Read the book. Yeah. If you drive a lot, it's a good option. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Boone. I'm sorry, Senator from Cole.
Don't we have to be 35 to be senators?
Senator from Cole, are you inquiring of the chair? Are you making an announcement, a statement?
I'm inquiring of the president of the Senate. Isn't that one of the rules of being a senator, that we have to be 35?
There is a rule, you have to be 35, yes. 30.
30?
Yes.
Okay. Either way, I don't think the senator from the 27th is eligible to be a senator.
Why don't you go tell her that? Senator from Cole.
Yes.
I said, why don't you go tell her that?
Okay.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are we done? Yeah, okay, perfect. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House? And if so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House, Madam Secretary. Please read the messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 1. House Resolution Number 1, be it resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 101st General Assembly, second regular session, inform the Senate that the House duly convened in the first extraordinary session of the second regular session on Wednesday, September 14, 2022, and is convened in full session and ready for consideration of its business. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, September 19th, 2022, at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, September 19th, at 4 p.m.